Production of cocaine, marijuana and synthetic drugs is at an all-time high despite decades of military efforts and billions of dollars spent to stop the trade. Now a global commission on drugs, which includes the former presidents of Colombia and Mexico, say it's time to change what it calls a failed strategy worldwide. The report focuses on Colombia, the biggest cocaine producer in the world, and calls for the legal regulation of all drug production and consumption.
Colombia has been the country that has paid the highest cost in the war on drugs that was declared by the world, by the United Nations, more than 50 years ago. We have tried every single measure by the book, with many resources, many lives sacrificed, and we still have this problem. We still are the number one exporter of cocaine to the world markets.
The report calls for ending the criminalization and incarceration of people who use drugs and poor farmers who make a living growing coca leaves, and regulating drug markets to put governments in control and raise revenue. Something the former president clearly understood when he was Colombia's defense minister in the mid-2000s.
I was the one who sprayed more and who eradicated more. And that's when I was convinced that it was like, I call it like in a static bicycle. You pedal, you pedal, you pedal, you look to the right, you look to the left, and you're in the same position at a very high cost.
The recommendation comes at a time when the country seems open to a different conversation on drugs. Newly elected President Gustavo Petro is spearheading a regional effort to change drug policy. Drug production and trafficking has fueled Colombia's deadly civil conflicts for decades.
I demand from here, from my wounded Latin America, to end the irrational war on drugs, end the war on drugs, and allow our people to live in peace.
A regional approach that the Commission hopes it will be recognized globally.
Now we have the evidence that that conceptual questioning of the war on drugs is true. So that is why I think the time has come, actually a long time ago, to change radically this approach.
Change is never easy, and nobody can underestimate the complications that legalization would bring, especially in consuming countries. But these former presidents say it would be insane to continue doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Alessandro Rampietti, Al Jazeera, Bogotá.